from the Auburn Sports Network studios, Tiger Talk is on the air. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. Tweet questions at AU Sports Network or email aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Alabama Power. Proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power. Power for a better Alabama. By Wind Creek Hotel and Casino. With three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka, you can escape every day at Wind Creek Hotel and Casino and WindCreekCasino.com. The Alabama Department of Public Health. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all recommended vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. And by the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, celebrating 66 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers. Now, the host of Tiger Talk, alongside Brad Law, here's the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham.
Welcome into a busy edition of Tiger Talk. Andy is with men's basketball in Nashville, where tomorrow Bruce Pearl's squad plays the second game of the day in the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament. We will hear from Coach Pearl on tonight's program. We'll also hear from Butch Thompson. Auburn baseball is also in Nashville. I'll be with them this weekend there to open conference play against the Vanderbilt Commodores. Auburn women's basketball awaits its NCAA tournament fate. Britt Bowen joins us later in the show to visit with head coach Johnny Harris. Britt will also talk to head softball coach Mickey Dean ahead of the SEC home opening series against Arkansas here at Jane B. Moore Field this weekend. Lots going on. We'll start getting into it when Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
What you doing? Yeah, you. Listening to this ad right now. What you up to? Well, if you have auto insurance through Alpha, you know what you're not doing? Worrying about claims or stressing over coverage. Alpha handles the details for you so you can keep doing whatever you're doing. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
Auburn fans, this is Coach Hugh Freeze asking for your help. On to Victory has been a crucial supporter of Auburn student athletes. It's important to keep that good work going, so please join On to Victory today, War Eagle.
War Eagle, it's a great day for Auburn Tigers to get vaccinated. Many children and adults that delayed vaccinations during the pandemic are still behind schedule. It's crucial that we take steps to get everyone back on track with their routine immunizations. Children and teens can still catch up on their vaccinations even if they start late. Make sure you and your family are all up to date on all recommended vaccines, including COVID-19 and flu. Let's all do our part to get back on track. Don't wait. Vaccinate. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
Hey, it's Bruce Pearl. When you find a player who's electric, what a game changer. Like the all-electric Ford F-150 Lightning truck. It's got the performance you'd expect from an F-150, plus state-of-the-art tech like intelligent backup power. So if the lights go out at your properly equipped house, you've got the power to turn them back on. Game changing. That's what I'm talking about. See your local Ford dealer to learn more about the F-150 Lightning. Available at Ford EV certified dealers only. Some models, trims, and features may not be available and may be subject to change.
This is Coach Hugh Freeze. The support of the Auburn family is vital to the success of our student athletes, and On to Victory plays a crucial role in that. Please help keep that good work going by joining On to Victory today, War Eagle.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Order Bud Light online today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Submit questions by emailing aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Now, back to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
We're back on Tiger Talk. Auburn will play its first game in the SEC tournament tomorrow in Nashville, and we visit now with head coach Bruce Pearl. Coach, congratulations again on a regular season where you made some history for sure during the regular season, every win by double digits, and team is playing with some momentum heading into the postseason.
You know, you want to try to play your best in March, and I think coming down the stretch, we won our last three games, and the only game we lost before we won four of our last five, and the game we lost was really for that championship at Tennessee, where we ran into Dalton Connect and company, and obviously Tennessee, a worthy champion. I'd rather make history winning championships, but I will give this team credit. They deserve it to finish tied for second this year in this league is historical. And we beat almost everybody we were supposed to beat. Probably a loss on the road at Mississippi State as you look at how the thing played out at the end. Probably our worst loss and didn't shoot it that night. But put ourselves in position to be in position like we've talked all year long, and we're excited about playing tomorrow afternoon.
You mentioned after that Tennessee game that you were concerned about how the team would respond. And it responded with three wins, three convincing wins by double figures. What was the key to that team's response after a disappointing loss that basically cost Auburn a championship at Tennessee?
You know, Andy, I think the strength of this team is, again, they like each other. I know it sounds stupid or doesn't make any sense. You know, I've coached some good teams that tolerate each other, you know, and they always tolerate me. And that's always the case, and that's the way I want it. But they like each other, and they like playing together, and they like practicing. And so I'm hoping that is what is going to be our secret sauce as we try to move forward. Now, look, cream rises to the top at the end of the year. That's what always happens. You're typically your talent. You know, what step up do we have? Because everybody's going to step up right now. And so what step up is there in postseason? You know, some of my best tournament teams have been some of the most underachieving teams that I've coached historically. Even going back to my days of winning national championship in Southern Indiana, our Final Four team finished fifth in the league, and we thought they were better than that. You know, our championship teams in 18 and 22, 18 overachieved, 22 got hot at the wrong time. You just got to play it out. We know that, you know, we know what our path is. Our path to the SEC Tournament Championship is Arkansas, Vanderbilt, or South Carolina in that first game. LSU, Mississippi State, or Tennessee in that second game. And on the other side of the bracket in the championship, you know, to me it looks like Kentucky is the strongest team. You know, can Alabama come out of there? Can Florida come up out of there? We'll see. But it ought to be great, great, great spectacle in Nashville all weekend.
Your team has shot the ball well from outside the last 2 to 3 weeks. What has been, in your opinion, the biggest factor in that solid and improved three-point shooting?
Well, it would either be Denver Jones, or maybe it could be Denver Jones. I don't know. No. When Denver makes seven of them, he kind of skews the math a little bit in that last game against Georgia. But I think sharing the ball, you know, we had 29 assists against Georgia, you know, which says a lot about the guys. And yet I was still cranky about the fact that I thought we missed some easy inside-out opportunities. But again, I think that goes back to the guys kind of looking for each other, making each other better. And we have been talking about, you know, postseason. We've been talking about what do you got to do at the end of the year? You got to continue to guard. I think we've got to find a way to guard without fouling. We have now. The one thing about postseason is they typically let you play. If you watch the last few games that Tennessee played, which were all championship games, with the exception of our game where they called it close in the second half for some reason. Man, the game against South Carolina was a battle, and the game against Kentucky on Saturday the whistle hardly blew. And I think that's just human nature. The officials trying to let the kids decide it. And I hope that benefits us. We just haven't seen that a lot as we've come down the stretch. So defending without fouling is really going to be key, and continuing to shoot the ball well. And I guess the last thing would be physicality. You know, can our front line, you know, physically be the better every night? Because I think that's where we have an advantage. But can we take advantage of that?
And the first chance to see if they can do that is tomorrow afternoon, SEC Tournament quarterfinals. We're on the air at 2 Central tomorrow with pregame coverage. We'll have more from Bruce Pearl after a quick timeout. This is the Auburn Sports Network from Playfly.
Just the good stuff. The good stuff. Classic hits. Wings. 94.3.
This is the moment you've been waiting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our home.
When you step onto the court and into the spotlight, the moment to show that hard work and long days pay off. Because when that final shot leaves your hands and we leave our seats, that powerful moment connects us all.
Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers.
Power for a better Alabama.
Take it from me, basketball season is a grind. That's why it's great to get away and recharge in my Ford F-150 truck. With available Pro Power on board, which lets me use F-150 as a mobile generator, I can enjoy the great outdoors while watching games and highlights on my flat-screen TV. Ah, relaxation. Check out the official truck of the Auburn Tigers at your local Ford dealer and tell them Bruce Pearl sent you. See owner's manual for important operating instructions. Some models, trims, and features may not be available and may be subject to change.
By now, your daily routine is probably a little too routine. Don't you want to change? Don't you want to start playing by your own rules and escape the routine so your fantasy becomes reality? Where every night is an adventure, where new flavors are ready to be tasted, where it feels like you're a winner. Take a chance. Reward yourself. Make your routine anything but routine. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
And we are back on Tiger Talk. The Auburn Tigers put their trust in Auburn AV every home game for the best fan experience, and so should you. Bring the game day experience home when you have Auburn AV design and install your home entertainment system. Whether it's for 88,000 screaming fans or 9,100 screaming fans or, well, just for you or your best friends, Auburn AV has what you need. Learn more at auburnav.com. Now more of our conversation with head basketball coach Bruce Pearl.
Are you seeing, especially from the guys that are first-year guys for you right now, Chaney Johnson and Denver Jones, guys like that are starting to play their best basketball of this first year at Auburn?
Well, they are. And you know, Chad Baker Mazzara has been good all the way through, and Chad's been interestingly particularly good on the road, which I like. Yeah, those guys are playing great. They're playing like we thought they would, truly. They're getting more comfortable because of the system and having gone through it. But those are three guys that are locked in. Denver and Chaney particularly are two of our hardest workers and most consistent workers. And Chad is an incredible talent and has got a different kind of toughness to him and feel for the game, stuff you can't teach that just makes us better. You know, Jani Broome's gone from being, you know, one of the best centers in the league to one of the best centers in the country. Jalen Williams is playing his best basketball as a senior. So, again, you look at and the freshman point guards, or the young point guards, excuse me, because Trey's a sophomore, aren't turning it over, you know, and shooting it better. So, you know, you put it all together, you know, and Denver playing so well right now, and you know, Chris Moore playing hard and leading, and KD being so dangerous, and for you and for me, you know, you put it all together, and that's why we won 24 games, Andy. It's you know, 24 games, 13 games in the SEC is really, really, you know, coming to play. And all it does is, I think, you know what our fans ask? Our fans just want to see the kids play hard and play together. That's what they want to see them do. And they saw them do that almost every night.
I love that you asked about the first-year guys, because I wanted to ask about the development of the returning players. It's been one of the hallmarks of your program the last 10 years. Guys develop. They get better. So guys like Janai and Jalen and Trey and Chris and KD and Dylan, how are they – what's the biggest area of their development you've seen now as they start conference tournament play versus maybe this time a year ago?
Well, I mean, Dylan, for example, you know, he is a great defender. And he can, to me, when Dylan switches off and he's guarding anybody out there on the floor, it's advantage Auburn. Like anybody. I don't care if he's guarding the best 3-point shooter in the league out there on the 3-point line. Advantage Auburn. And that's a, you know, that's just a, is rare for a man his size who can move and obviously he's really, really good in the air, finishing. And he's making his, you know, making his free throws and wanting to get to the line. How about Georgia trying to play hack a shack with him late in the game, and he delivered. I believe he made maybe 4 of his last 6 free throws. Whatever it was. And Georgia tried to recruit him several times, and you know, I think that was great for Dylan. You know, Jalen Williams. You know. Early in the SEC season, back in January, he was I'd say there could be 2 or 3 weeks where Jalen Williams was the best player in the SEC for a while. Got to get him locked in on both ends of the floor to play with that kind of efficiency, knowing that any one of these games could be his last in an Auburn uniform. And he's the only guy out there for us right now you could say that about, because even though we've got some seniors, they could all come back. You know, when Katie's different for us, because he can get to the rim, he get to the foul line, and he can really be a factor on the defensive end when he gets locked in and doesn't foul, and that's you know, just a weapon. You know, Trey Donaldson, you've seen his growth and you've seen his maturity through the season. You see Aiden battle, you know, expectations, and then the way different people are covering him. And again, both those guys taking care of the basketball, making passes, and as young guards, you know, leading us. You know, I'm really happy with Denver and Chaney and Chad, because they've been really consistent, and obviously they're playing the best basketball now. Chris Moore as a leader, as a communicator. Again, I go through the whole roster, Ed, and that's what has made this team successful. And my staff has done. The staff does not get nearly enough credit, you know, for what this staff does. We prepare the guys. They do a great job with the scouting. Ira Bowman leads our individual workout development. Damon Davis with our strength and conditioning. Clark Pearson, our training. Just you know, Emily in nutrition. Courtney in academics. The whole system of coaching staff and staff deserves a lot of credit for this team having been so competitive.
You guys are going to have all weekend to talk. So I'll say, Coach, thank you very much for the visit. We look forward to watching you in Nashville this weekend. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
A little bit later in the show, we'll hear from women's basketball coach Johnny Harris. But straight ahead, a baseball weekend review and a preview of the conference opening series at Vanderbilt. Butch Thompson visits when Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
Hey, I'm Charles Barkley. Call for a Redmont and water at bars and restaurants throughout the great state of Alabama. Redmont Vodka, available at select ABC stores and package stores. Redmont Vodka is 8 times distilled, gluten-free, and is made from non-GMO corn. Looking to support a local business? Redmont Distilling is Alabama proud and minority-owned. Learn more online at redmontdistilling.com.
Don't stop planning for your future. Don't stop investing in your kids' education. Don't stop dreaming of that new home. And don't stop growing your business. Whatever you're passionate or dreaming about, don't stop. Because when you have a bank you can trust, you have the confidence to take on tomorrow. Speak with a Trustmark associate today for advice on achieving your goals. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
By now, your daily routine is probably a little too routine. What I want.
Don't you want to change? Don't you want to start playing by your own rules and escape the routine so your fantasy becomes reality? Where every night is an adventure, where new flavors are ready to be tasted, where it feels like you're a winner. Take a chance. Reward yourself. Make your routine anything but routine. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
This is the moment you've been waiting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our home.
When you step onto the court and into the spotlight, the moment to show that hard work and long days pay off. Because when that final shot leaves your hands and we leave our seats, that powerful moment connects us all.
Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers.
Power for a better Alabama.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
You're listening to Tiger Talk from the Auburn Sports Network. Back to Andy and Brad.
Earlier this week, Andy Burcham talked with Butch Thompson on This Week in Auburn Baseball. Their conversation started with a recap of a 3-1 week for the Tigers at Plainsman Park.
Yeah, really, a winning week, but a challenging week, Andy. You know, just dropping a game because of weather there and getting to play Air Force on an early start on Wednesday, I think. And then this Austin Peay club, one of the hottest clubs in the country, coming in, scoring just shy of 10 runs a game. And they showed out for a game. But all in all, our guys hung in there. Just the weather, health, a lot of adversity. This was one of those weeks that everybody doesn't get to see behind the scenes of some things that are going on in our program. So it was a lot this week. So I thought our players did a competitive job. Everybody gets to see what happens on the field, not everything that happens behind it. So I think all in all, it was a challenging week, but a week that guys just kind of rallied and stayed in the fight and found a way to go 3-1 this week. But, we get ready and excited, like you mentioned, of hitting the road. So we'll have to hit the road this entire week to have success coming forward.
One of the challenges was weather, to be sure. As you mentioned, you lost that one game to Air Force, had to move the second game up into the middle of the day. You were facing an Air Force squad that had three Auburn high school players all starting out there in that game. The Tigers win that. And then a weekend series that had a little bit of everything. On Friday against Austin Peay, you jump out to a 5-0 lead. Austin Peay comes back to take the lead. And then dramatically, you get a two-run two-strike homer from Christian Hall to tie it in the eighth. And then Mason Maynard leads off the ninth with a walk-off home run to win it. Saturday, not a lot went right for Auburn. Give credit to Austin Peay. And then Sunday, just a complete opposite for your ball club. It was a week that had a lot to unpack coming out of that 3-1 week, Coach.
Yeah, and the highlights, there's just, you know, again, to put a bow on it, it was an honor to play Air Force. Those kids, those amazing kids, even those Auburn kids that we know, and have them come back and get to play. That kind of felt like a road game. Everybody from Auburn High School supporting those guys. We had a lot of opposition in our own ballpark, which was a little bit unique there, but that was an amazing experience for sure. And then Austin Peay was just, we had advertised it like an SEC weekend. It felt like it. We played out that way. It was dramatic. Hall and Maynard's, those were two real swings that, you know, you need to get some of those swings off. That timely hitting category has got to show up for you. And then Armstrong and Bauman settled that ball game. When that game got back to one run game and getting back tied, that was a lot of good work there that last third of the ball game by Armstrong and Bauman, two trustworthy pieces that we're going to need to have success, and they did their job. And game two, as miserable as that was, you know, you get behind a great team like that, and if you're not going to expend any more pitches because you're here to win a series, and we needed some guys to step up and keep us closer, and it got away from us, and we were not interested in using any more arms and trying to think about, you know, winning a series on Sunday, which was yesterday, and that one got away from us. You know, highlight for me was Ike Irish throwing out three runners. I thought that was really positive. And then I talked about challenges that you can see that you can't see, and understand that gap by Joseph Gonzalez. You can see why we're desperately would love to have him back and fill a piece to make us more complete pitching staff. And that was a challenge without him, and still winning a series without him being a part of it, I think at the end of the day is positive. And then game three, you know, one of the under the weather guys, Herbert Holtz, got 60 pitches, hung in there. I thought made some pitches after being bit early, you know, in the first inning. And then Tilly, the freshman, did an amazing job of just spotting a good fastball and not overthrowing it, but just hitting spots and really getting through some crucial innings there. And then McMurray was a leader yesterday, with Pierce out again. Just absolutely was amazing. And every single at bat led our ball club in a big way. Gavin Miller, the five RBIs in the Grand Slam. Cooper Weiss continues. He had a torrid week, and he just continues to be an energy provider and playing for us. And then the whole lineup, we scored every inning yesterday. Our guys were really focused, and I said less and watched them more, and they absolutely performed incredibly. And then a couple of really nice things that are storylines for me personally, and the perseverance of some of our players. Ben Shore making his first appearance ever, coming as a catcher, moving to becoming a pitcher, breaking down, having surgery. We lost his amazing dad last year, so as he's part of our family, going through something like that with him and his amazing mom, how special that was. It was only three pitches and a strikeout. But those are the good things. Those are the things that are bigger than ball. Tyler Malden getting in this weekend after redshirting last year and getting in back-to-back games and hitting the ball hard twice, got a hit, lined out the shortstop, and got on the field some yesterday. Cade Ballew with his first home run. You know, the Auburn product had been 0-for-4. He had a start on Saturday, but then he steps up to the plate. And so in his first five at-bats, gets his first collegiate home run. Nelson Copeland, a lot of two lefties that threw a lot last year, got out there late in the ball game for us. Thought that was important. We're going to need as much depth as we possibly can, so that was good to get them out there in the ball game. But those were some of the guys that got in the game that was pretty neat.
Coach Thompson's team went to Madison Tuesday night and pitched really well in an 8-2 victory over Troy at Toyota Field, the home of the Trash Pandas. Cooper McMurray and Caden Green homered for the Tigers in the win. Next week on Tuesday, they'll be in Montgomery against South Alabama, so another chance for members of the Auburn family outside the immediate area to see the Tigers in person. Before that, though, Auburn opens conference play this weekend at Vanderbilt. We'll get Coach Thompson's thoughts on that series when we come back. This is the Auburn Sports Network from Playfly.
The Auburn Tigers will be headed back to the NCAA tournament for the third straight season as the Tigers prepare to dance. We want to remind you that broadcast rights agreements prevent the NCAA tournament games from being streamed on AuburnTigers.com and the Auburn app, but you can still tune into your local Auburn Sports Network affiliate to hear the call as the Tigers try to make a run through their brackets. Again, NCAA tournament games will not be streamed on AuburnTigers.com or the Auburn app, but you can still follow the action on your radio home for the Tigers in March, the Auburn Sports Network.
Hey, I'm Charles Barkley. Call for a Redmont and water at bars and restaurants throughout the great state of Alabama. Redmont Vodka, available at select ABC stores and package stores. Redmont Vodka is 8 times distilled, gluten-free, and is made from non-GMO corn. Looking to support a local business? Redmont Distilling is Alabama proud and minority-owned. Learn more online at redmontdistilling.com.
Tiger fans, it's game day. Time to put on the team colors, set up the tailgate, and enjoy some football. Of course, no tailgate is complete without Golden Flake snacks. From our crispy potato chips and light and airy pork skins to our deliciously cheesy cheese puffs, you're certain to score big. So grab a bag of Golden Flake or any of our other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. It's game time. Tailgate with Golden Flake, celebrating 66 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers.
Things we take for granted, ordinary opportunities for parents and their children, can be a foster child's extraordinary. You have the power to do something positive that will change the life of a young person right here in Alabama. Open your heart and open your home to a foster child today. For more information, visit www.dhr.alabama.gov or call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
We're back on Tiger Talk. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by the Alabama Department of Public Health, who reminds you, don't wait, vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by getting all recommended vaccines, including COVID and flu. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. Now more of Andy Burcham's conversation with head baseball coach Butch Thompson.
Back home for a day and then get back on the road for the weekend. And, oh, by the way, you open Southeastern Conference play at Vanderbilt. You talk about a perennial power. Certainly Vanderbilt is one of those. And that's how you start SEC play, on the road, coach, in Nashville.
Yeah, of course we do. I think we started Arkansas last year. And we're excited, you know, in Auburn men basketball. I think you guys have the tournament up there in Nashville. So hopefully there'll be a lot of Auburn people up there to be there to support us. So Auburn's going to Nashville this weekend, you know, a top 10 team for sure. A lot of speed playing on that turf, which I don't think we've played on turf yet this year. So that's always things that I think about. Coach Corbin just won his 1,000th game there. It's a pretty big deal, just over 20 years. They do the little things so well, and those little things turn into big things. So the fight for 90 feet, the ability to finish sequences, you know, just playing a very, very solid ball club. And like I said, you can't play a new brand of ball. We just have to continue to do what we're doing and hopefully get some guys with their feet back underneath us. I think we're about 10 or 11 guys already that won't make the trip. That's on the team that won't go to Huntsville tomorrow. So we got this week to absolutely try to get our feet back underneath us. That's where I was thankful to survive last week. And, you know, the schedule don't stop. You can't pause and get everybody back together. You're just kind of one day at a time here. So tomorrow will be a huge challenge for us. The coaches will have to go recruit on Wednesday. It's that time of the year now that March has started. So we'll have three or four coaches on the road on Wednesday, and then we'll head out Thursday morning, going back up to Nashville, practicing, and then getting ready for a huge, huge first series.
Do you know how you will pitch it this weekend, Coach, at this point?
No, I think Alsop sitting in that one spot, that's been pretty consistent. What do you do with Myers? Do you keep him like we moved him up to game two this past weekend, or do we put him back in a game three? A Herbert Hopes is an option, but we're waiting today, honestly, to see how Joseph Gonzalez throws. It'll be live at bats today to some guys, and that's going to tell the tale. Can we put Joseph back in that rotation, or do we need to do something else? I know Myers and Weiss, and there are some new guys that will come up and won't be able to make the trip this week. And hopefully you get a Pierce back, but I haven't seen him since Friday. So hopefully we just keep navigating. But Joseph throwing today is going to do a lot to go to that rotation. You know, what do we do behind Alsop? We'll probably have to wait another day and see how guys are responding.
As you kind of get to that first point of the season, your non-conference weekend play is now complete. You start Southeastern Conference play on Friday. By the way, game times in Nashville, 6 o'clock on Friday, 2 o'clock on Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday. What have you learned about your ball club as you get ready for Southeastern Conference play, Coach?
Just a trustworthy group. I think they're connected. I think coaches like to say that, and you'd rather have them connected than disconnected for sure. But I trust some of these pieces. Yesterday was huge from that standpoint of, like, if I can say less, and we're just, you know, talk doesn't really mean anything right here. It's more about the execution of what we're doing. You can tell when you stand before a group if they're listening to you, if they make eye contact, if they're receptive. I think we have that. I think we have enough pieces that that we can get a big hit when it matters. We can hit a home run. We've been wanting to have more timely hitting with runners on base. That definitely happened yesterday. Can that carry over into a new week? I sure hope so. You know, we've been pretty consistent with who we've pitched and when we've pitched them, but we need to pitch better. And instead of trying to go back and get 2 more miles per hour, can we get, you know, 2 more percentage points of better command? Because you see in a Cam Tilly that, you know, can throw a ball 94, 95, but was at 90, 91 yesterday and hit that spot, and how you can be rewarded for that even more. So I don't think all the pitching pieces are pitching up to their potential and what we've believe they can do, and what they've done in the past, maybe their track record says. So I think there's still some work to be done from the pitching side. I think the defense has been great. I hope Saturday was an anomaly. It felt like it. That's been one game where I feel like it was just porous. Other than that, I feel like we can absolutely defend the field. And you'd hope that that would show up. We had a bunch of weather and wind and stuff to contend with this week as well that made it a little more challenging for balls in the air for both sides. But I believe in our defense. I just think it's continuing to – as we start SEC play, there's nothing should change. And those are the challenges that you hit, is if you got a ball club that, like, they got to turn on another switch or go to something extra. We just need to do what we do better. We're closing in on what our identity is much, much more. And you're always chasing the pitching piece. So continuing to figure out pitching, stay consistent on defense, and, you know, this lineup, everybody continue to try to contribute.
Thank you for the visit. Safe travels this week. Look forward to seeing you at the ballpark. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tomorrow night's baseball game will be on the network, so if your station carries Auburn baseball, you'll get both the basketball game tomorrow afternoon and baseball tomorrow night. It's kind of a logistical note. As long as basketball is winning at the SEC tournament, those games will be on the network because the times conflict Saturday and Sunday. So should Auburn basketball fall out of the tournament, the next baseball game, the next day's baseball game, would be available on the network. So just follow along with wherever you get your Auburn schedule and coverage updates. We'll talk women's basketball when Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
You know that feeling when you're doing what you love? You're in the zone, truly and fully alive, lost in thought. You know what you're not thinking about? Insurance. That's where Alpha comes in. Alpha handles all things insurance, so you're free to do anything. So get out there and live your best life. Whatever your thing is, we've got you covered. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
War Eagle, it's a great day for Auburn Tigers to get vaccinated. Many children and adults that delayed vaccinations during the pandemic are still behind schedule. It's crucial that we take steps to get everyone back on track with their routine immunizations. Children and teens can still catch up on their vaccinations even if they start late. Make sure you and your family are all up to date on all recommended vaccines, including COVID-19 and flu. Let's all do our part to get back on track. Don't wait. Vaccinate. For more information, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM.
Tiger fans, it's game day. Time to put on the team colors, set up the tailgate, and enjoy some football. Of course, no tailgate is complete without Golden Flake snacks. From our crispy potato chips and light and airy pork skins to our deliciously cheesy cheese puffs, you're certain to score big. So grab a bag of Golden Flake or any of our other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. It's game time. Tailgate with Golden Flake, celebrating 66 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers.
Kia of Auburn is happy to connect the Kia brand to the Auburn fans. Our winning lineup has something for everyone at almost any budget. SUVs like the Telluride, Sorento, and Sportage. You prefer a sedan? Check out the Rio, Forte, Soul, or the Sporty Stinger. And don't forget our new multi-purpose vehicles, the Carnival, or our amazing hybrid or electric vehicles. Kia of Auburn is a proud supporter of Auburn Athletics. Kia of Auburn, where you're always number one. Bold, Rico.
Submit questions by tweeting at AU Sports Network. Now back to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk. Next, we turn things over to the voice of Auburn women's basketball. Here's Britt Bowen.
It's a week off for Auburn women's basketball as they await their fate in the NCAA tournament selection show on Sunday. We welcome in Auburn head coach Johnny Harris. Coach, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Coach, it's been a great season thus far. 20-win season, 8-8 finish in the SEC. And I know with this week break, you've had some time to reflect on what your team has been able to accomplish and the growth that you've accomplished this season. How do you put all that into words as, you know, you think back when you took over 3 years ago till now and how far this team has come?
You know, I'm really proud of this team and how they have persevered, how they battled, how they have showed their toughness, and you know, even through losses, how they bounce back, and that shows resilience, that shows some toughness. So just really proud of how this team respond both to wins and losses.
Yeah, Auburn's finish down the stretch was, I think, hard to compare against other teams in the SEC, with Auburn winning four of their last five. And really, you look down the stretch, I think the first four of those that you won were must-win games for Auburn to prove your tournament resume, Coach. How were your team able to put those wins together and get the job done on the floor?
Well, I think the good thing about having the staff that I have is we were able to keep our kids focused on one game at a time. So we were just focused on winning the next game and not looking ahead. And I think our kids, as well as our staff, did a great job at that.
You've had so many moments of growth this season with big wins in non-conference play, big wins in SEC play. But there's also been moments of growth for this team and everybody embracing their role. What stands out to you when I ask you about growth for your team this year?
You know, exactly that. You know, everybody embracing their roles, buying in, trusting and believing in our system and in our vision. I do think one of the big turning points in our season was, you know, playing Clemson and winning that game, because we played Auburn women's basketball. We played the way we play. And also Washington State. You know, playing games, teams of that caliber, and being able to play our system and seeing it work, I think that was a turning point for this team.
When I look at the leaders of this team, Honesty Scott Grayson is the first name that comes to mind. And you talk to Honesty all throughout the year, Coach. She's not a player that wants the credit, but you can't deny the impact that she's had this year. First team all SEC, second in the SEC in scoring. And Coach, this is a kid that could have left but chose to come back to finish what she started. What has she meant to this team this year and the success that you've had?
Man, she's a very big part of everything that we have done. I mean, you're talking about a kid that can score, but she's so unselfish. So she get her teammates involved, and she doesn't have to score as long as we win. Even though just her presence on the floor is an impact on our team, but if we win a ball game and Honesty scored 10 points, she's happy. If we lose a ball game and Honesty scored 30 points, she's not happy. She wants to win, and she wants this team to win and be successful. And I think the biggest part of her growth is understanding what she needs to do to make sure we get those wins.
I wish I had a dollar for every time at the SEC tournament someone walked up to me and told me, Auburn is not a team that opponents want to face in the NCAA tournament. Why is your team a tough matchup for teams right now in March?
I just think our style of play is different. And then when you don't have as much time to prepare for that style of play, it's a little difficult. So I think, and now we still have to get better. We're fine-tuning some things, and then we're putting in some wrinkles. You know, this time of year, it's about surprising people. It's about having something different than people expect from you. And that could be the difference in, you know, 2-4 points. And that could be the difference in a ball game this time of year. So I think our style of play is the biggest thing.
This week, how are you prepping in scouting other teams for the NCAA tournament? As of today, we still don't know who Auburn will be facing. We don't know what the bracket is. So how do you spend this week in preparation, and when does that scout start on the potential upcoming opponents?
You know, getting better at doing the things that we do. So we're working on, you know, we're definitely working on shooting, but we're also working on our defense. We're putting in a couple of wrinkles in our defense, and then we're adding a couple of other things. So you know, we're working on us right now. And then when we find out who our matchup will be on Sunday, we will, you know, we'll start preparing. I have two of my coaches preparing on that first team that we play. And then I have two preparing on the home team, and then one preparing on that other team that the home team is playing. So that's just kind of how we'll go about that.
First time at Auburn that your staff has led the Tigers to the NCAA tournament, Coach. Obviously, Auburn's not satisfied. We want to go to the tournament and make some noise. But big picture, how does making the tournament in year three help you in what you're building here on the Plains?
You know, it's all about what we're building. You know, I said when I first come here, I just don't want to have a top 25 team. I want to have a top 25 program. And, you know, that's part of building it. You know, you want to be in that top 25. You want to be in the NCAA tournament year in and year out. And that's what we're still building toward. And I think this step in year three is a big step toward that.
NCAA Tournament Selection Show is Sunday night, 6:30 in the Tigers' Den in Jordan-Hare Stadium. Coach, fans are invited. Going to have a short program before the selection show. This is an exciting time to be a fan of Auburn women's basketball. How exciting is it for you and your team as you get to celebrate and get to learn your fate on Sunday?
It's really exciting. You know, I've been a part of a lot of these. This is what I'm used to. I want our fans and our players to, you know, expect to be here year in and year out. So definitely excited about celebrating with our team, celebrating with our fans. And, you know, we've accomplished a lot this year. This team has grown, so they deserve to be celebrated, but also to see the selection show and to understand, you know, how all that works. I think a lot of these players haven't been there. I think we have three players on our team that's been to the NCAA tournament, or two or three. So this will be big and really important for them, because we are building toward being able to do this year in and year out. So I'm really excited about seeing them and their reaction to seeing their name up on that board.
The NCAA Tournament Selection Show is Sunday night at 7 o'clock Central. Join the Tigers in Jordan-Hare Stadium starting at 6:30. Again, that's on Sunday night. Coach Jay, thanks so much for your time. Wish you all the best in the NCAA Tournament. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
All right, follow Auburn Women's Basketball on social media to find out when and where the Tigers will be playing in the postseason. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Wind Creek Hotel and Casino. With three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka, you can escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel, and online at windcreekcasino.com. Conference softball play is underway. Mickey Dean's thoughts are next. This is the Auburn Sports Network from Playfly.
AuburnTigers.com is the official website of Auburn Athletics. Read the latest feature stories on your favorite Tiger teams. Get critical game day info. Search videos and audio. Find out how to get connected through social and digital media, or by joining Tigers Unlimited. Shop the AU Photo Store, or just find the next event on the athletic calendar. Plus, all athletic broadcasts are streamed free at AuburnTigers.com/watch. AuburnTigers.com, the official online home of Auburn Athletics.
The game has changed, and the future of Auburn athletics now demands a strong NIL program. I'm Jason Campbell. Let's come together, Auburn family, and make a lasting impact. Visit ontovictory.com. Every dollar you contribute to On to Victory helps create NIL opportunities for our student athletes. Visit www.ontovictory.com and be a part of changing the game for Auburn athletics.
Kia of Auburn is happy to connect the Kia brand to the Auburn fans. Our winning lineup has something for everyone at almost any budget. SUVs like the Telluride, Sorento, and Sportage. You prefer a sedan? Check out the Rio, Forte, Soul, or the Sporty Stinger. And don't forget our new multi-purpose vehicles, the Carnival, or our amazing hybrid or electric vehicles. Kia of Auburn is a proud supporter of Auburn Athletics. Kia of Auburn, where you're always number one. Whoa, Rico.
Don't stop planning for your future. Don't stop investing in your kids' education. Don't stop dreaming of that new home. And don't stop growing your business. Whatever you're passionate or dreaming about, don't stop. Because when you have a bank you can trust, you have the confidence to take on tomorrow. Speak with a Trustmark associate today for advice on achieving your goals. Trustmark, People you trust, advice that works. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is the final segment on this week's Tiger Talk, and Brett Bowen is back to visit with head softball coach Mickey Dean about the Missouri series last weekend and starting the home portion of the conference schedule this weekend against Arkansas.
Coach, it was a good battle all weekend in Columbia against Missouri. Your takeaways from that series and the way your team was able to respond in game three.
Well, I was proud of the way we played on Sunday. In all facets of our game, defense, offense, pitching. I just wish we had brought it together a little bit sooner on Friday and Saturday. But it's tough to go in on the road, be down 0-2, and come out with a big win on Sunday.
I was reading your comments from both game one and game two, and in both days you seem to talk about the little things and how those things matter. How do you use those games at this point of the year to teach and to continue to get better week to week?
Well, you know, what happens sometimes is you let the little things build up and they start to snowball. And then all of a sudden you lose control of the game. And we did a decent job on Friday of staying close, but then again, we make little mistakes, and on the road it just seems to really be so much bigger than at home. You know, it always does. And then of course, the game on Sunday, we never really gave. I mean, the game on Saturday, we never really gave ourselves a chance. But we like I said, we put it together on Sunday, which was nice. That's difficult to do sometimes on the road. So I was proud of the way that we handled that.
How much of playing on the road in those circumstances, sometimes as a team and as a coaching staff, you just have to experience it for the first time this year. And that's what Auburn had to do this past weekend, was go on the road for a first true road test that wasn't in a neutral site tournament.
Yeah. We have a lot of juniors in our lineup, but still you've got some that have never played in an SEC series. And then to turn around and play that series on the road, top five RPI team, you've got some nerves going on. And you have to play through it. And I thought we did a good job of settling in, handling the atmosphere, because the crowd on Sunday was much larger than the crowds on Friday and Saturday, and they were much louder, much more hostile, and I thought our team did a nice job of handling that.
You got some really good innings in the circle, I thought, all 3 days. The first one that stood out, though, was day two and Shelby Lowe and what she was able to come in and do for you in relief, Coach. How important for her was that outing on Saturday in game two to be able to get over the hump and pitch some of her best softball of the season?
Yeah, she was feeling good. She did a really nice job. It's always you have to make a decision between who you're gonna start, who you're gonna bring in relief, and sometimes you do a good job of making that decision, and sometimes you wish you'd gone the other way. But it happens, and Annabelle has come in behind Shelby and done a bang up job, and now Shelby comes in behind Annabelle and does a bang up job. So it gives your team a chance, at least an opportunity. Yeah. And, we went the rest of the game, didn't give up another run. But the problem was, is we'd already dug ourselves a hole and we never got out of that hole.
Game three, Maddie Pinto was on her A game, another complete game shutout for Maddie. What was working for her on Sunday and how was she able to get stronger throughout the weekend?
Well, she did a really nice job. Everything that wasn't working on Friday was working on Sunday. And she had her changeup going, her drop ball, her rise ball. Everything was working. She kept them off balance. She had good defense behind her. That was the thing we had talked about the previous two games, is that our defense needs to have our pitchers' backs, and our pitchers need to have our defensive team's backs, because you can't have both making mistakes. And we kind of had that in the first two ball games. But on Sunday, whenever the defense made a mistake, Maddie was able to step up and shut it down. And whenever Maddie made a mistake, our defense made a really nice play. So, you know, we had some really big plays on Sunday. And we had a runner called out for leaving early on. We threw a runner out at home. Some big plays.
Offensively, you had some timely hits throughout the weekend, most of those coming from Amelia Leck. She had a two home run day, drove in four of the six runs. Just your thoughts on her and how she's able to be a positive impact on your lineup week in and week out.
Well, you know, that was a perfect example right there of someone who hadn't played in the SEC series yet. And you kind of felt the nerves a little bit early on in that series and then kind of got relaxed. And then she got that big hit, that double on Saturday. And then the next thing you know, she's cutting loose on Sunday. We always tell our kids, you know, don't carry so much baggage around, because you're one swing away from a streak. And so she was able to get that double on Saturday. It carried over into Sunday, and she had a great day.
Well, no midweek game this week. How do you build off of that game on Sunday, get back home and get back in the routine as you welcome in a good Arkansas team here this weekend?
Well, for us, it's making sure that we're sharpening up the things that, you know, each individual player does a good job at, and then working on those things that we need to work on. Same as a team, you know, make sure you're staying sharp on the things that you do well, and then working on those things that you need to work on. And, you know, that starts with today's practice, and that's where we'll start.
Well, you and I have talked many times over the last 7 years about in the SEC, you can't get too high and you can't get too low. Is that the message this week? As again, it's another grind against another good team.
Yeah, you know, you have to embrace the journey and really love the journey. You can't get so hyped that every breath you take in a game is like life or death. It's just not. It doesn't work that way. And so you really, I know the old cliches and people get tired of hearing it, but it's really just one pitch, take a deep breath, move on to the next. Learn from your mistakes, build on your successes, rely on your teammates, be a great teammate, and, you know, move on to the next day.
Arkansas, they've been at the top of the SEC in most of the last 5 years under Coach Dyfel. What can Tiger fans expect from this year's squad, Coach?
Well, they've been pitching it well, and you know, they're more of a power hitting team, and so you know, we get to face another good team, and like I've told people, and I've told you, you know, according to the rankings, everyone we're going to play is better than us. So it's another great challenge.
Excited to be back at home at Jamie Moore Field. For some of your players, this will be the first SEC series at home. How excited is this team to get back and play at a place where Auburn's had a lot of success under you?
Yeah, I think they are excited, you know, especially when your first SEC series is on the road. It's nice. It'd be nice to get back home and, you know, I'll be glad to get through that first inning, get the jitters out of the way, and then let our kids settle in and play ball.
The Tigers open a three-game series against Arkansas on Friday. Coach Dean, wish you all the best this weekend. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Game times for Auburn and Arkansas this weekend are 5 o'clock Central tomorrow night, 3 o'clock Saturday, and 1 p.m. Sunday. And with that, we wrap up tonight's show. Remember, men's basketball is on the air at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with tip-off around 2:30 in the quarterfinal round of the SEC tournament. The general manager of the Auburn Sports Network is Ben Harling. Tiger Talk is produced in our Skyview Auburn Sports Network studios by Quinn Brakeen. For our coaches tonight, Mickey Dean, Johnny Harris, Bruce Pearl, Butch Thompson, and for Britt Bowen and the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, I'm Brad Law, War Eagle, and thanks for listening to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
Been listening to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance. Auto, home, life, business. Alpha Insurance covers it all. Tonight's show has also been brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Protect yourself and others by staying current on all recommended vaccines. Visit alabamapublichealth.gov/IMM. By the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, celebrating 66 years as the official salty snack of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power, proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. Alabama Power, power for a better Alabama. And by Wind Creek Hotel and Casino, with three Alabama locations in Atmore, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. You can escape every day at Wind Creek Hotel and Casino and WindCreekCasino.com. Tiger Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Auburn Sports Network, a division of Playfly Sports.